And you begin to relate to reality through the veil of thinking. And you relate to yourself through the veil of thinking, because you yourself become a conceptual, thought-based entity, an egoic self, a me, with its unfulfilled personal history, its desires and fears and frustrations and its hopes that it will find ultimate fulfillment of its unfulfilled and unfulfilling sense of self based on a story in the future, which again is a thought form. That's what the future is. Nobody has ever encountered it except as a thought. And yet most people live unconsciously as if the next moment or the one after that were more important than this moment, the only thing there ever is. This one moment that you could never escape from, have never escaped from, will never escape from, that is inseparable from the life that you are, also inseparable from stillness, because the moment you enter the now with your attention, a stillness arises. The essence of the present moment, no matter how mad it may appear on the surface, is always stillness. It is also sacredness. The only place where the sacred dimension can be found is now. You have to be present to this moment. You have to wake up into this moment to realize that life is sacred. When you are lost in thought, sacred is meaningless. It could become another of the many concepts that you can play with. And you could write a PhD about it without ever having encountered it yourself. So this, the depths of now, is inseparable from your very being, your very life, and it is the sacred one life. And yes, this is why we're here, to deepen our awareness of that dimension.